This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora and welcome to Volunteering Vibes. I'm Tracy from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, where we connect people with purpose and help our community thrive. On this show, we are looking at the many, many ways you can give back. And today's episode is a reminder that volunteering can be creative, uplifting, and a whole lot of fun. We're shining a spotlight on today's group, which are Hawke's Bay Jammers, where music becomes a powerful tool for connection, confidence, and inclusion. And I'd like to welcome Cleo from Hawke's Bay Jammers, who's joining us today. Hi, Cleo.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So for people who don't know, what's Hawke's Bay Jammers all about?
We are a not-for-profit organisation which really embraces people's uniqueness and inclusion through music and dance workshops.
Okay, so dance workshops. Is that what happens at a typical session?
Yeah, so we'll come along once a week, do lots of games, lots and lots of social interaction, and then we do some boogieing as well.
Very cool.
And we wrap it all up at the end of the year with a concert as well, so everybody from the community can come and see what we do.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. So that sounds like a really energising space.
Very much so.
What impact do you see on the jammers, so the people taking part in your sessions?
So much confidence. It's an incredible opportunity for them to come and socialise with other like-minded individuals, and then to just really express themselves. There's no wrong way to dance in our workshops. I mean, for goodness sake, I'm not great at it myself. So we've got all of these different ways of expressing their personalities and any form of communication they have, any form of limitation that may be seen outside, it's really just embraced when you come along to HB Jammers. Yeah, we try and be as supportive as we possibly can.
It's about enabling.
Absolutely, yeah.
And including by the sound of it as well.
Oh, 100%.
Everybody welcome.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. So let's have a bit of a talk about the people that make it happen. Your volunteers. So how do volunteers fit into Hawke's Bay Jammers?
For us, volunteers are super, super important. We have a few paid roles, which are our tutors. They lead each group, and then everybody else is a volunteer. So we have volunteers in our committee who do our accounting. We have volunteers who'll come along and do our sausage sizzles. And then we also have our volunteers, which we rely on every week, to come along and dance with us and just support our tutors and make sure that the group goes as well as possible.
So I was just going to ask you about that, to delve a bit more into the role of the volunteer. So what at a typical session might a volunteer find themselves doing?
Yep, so in a typical session, your volunteers will be coming, helping set you all up, making sure our chairs are ready and all of that, all the kind of mundane stuff at the start. And then as soon as the jammers come in, it's just go, go, go. So you'll be helping with communication if anybody's kind of struggling, making sure that everybody's included in all of our games, and then just really supporting the tutor and making sure that, I mean, I've said it before, but everything goes as smoothly as possible. I mean, there's a lot of things that are kind of unexpected that will happen in a jammer session. No session is the same, and I'm not just saying that because I'm there. But yeah, we do have such a range of needs and behaviours that it's super important that everybody is really supported through the session.
Do you think it's important that volunteers have a connection or an affinity or experience in dealing with people with a variety of needs?
I think that's a bonus, but I don't think it's compulsory. I think as long as you are open-minded and you're willing to learn about that sort of thing, then you'll fit right in.
What about ages? Sorry.
You're okay.
So about openness then and being
absolutely
willing. Yeah, okay. So that might give people access to some experience that they, you know,
that
is unfamiliar to them and might give them a different skill set or some tools that they can use outside of your sessions.
Do you think
that could be a possibility?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you learn all different ways to communicate aside from just the way that you and I are talking at the moment. There's so many different forms of communication that are shown, and then also just a lot of acceptance, which I know we all preach acceptance, but then you kind of find yourself absent-mindedly not really including everybody. And I think it's a super important thing that HB Jammers does is that we are so inclusive of as many people as we possibly can, that it's a very eye-opening experience if you haven't been in that sort of situation before.
Yeah, it sounds very unique.
I think so.
What was it that first drew you to Hawke's Bay Jammers? How did you become involved?
I was a part of Star Jam since I was 15, I think. So I started as a volunteer there, and then I dragged my mother along because I wasn't old enough to be a volunteer by myself just yet. So I got her in as well in the bandwagon.
Good old mum.
Absolutely. And then as soon as Star Jam went down, I jumped on board as quickly as I could to be part of HB Jammers. And so I'm part of the committee there. And it has taught me so much. I mean, it's a skill set that I never expected to be learning and embracing so much at. I mean, I'm only 20, so it's been a roller coaster, but I think I've learned such incredible amount from not just from the Jammers, but from being able to organize events, work on our social media and all of that. It's a whole lot of skills that I didn't before have.
No. And you might not get access to from the world of work or from
exactly,
study.
Yeah. It's quite niche.
yeah. And looks really cool on your CV, I suspect.
Oh, absolutely.
People would be intrigued by it. They'd want to know more, wouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so you've had a five-year journey as from a volunteer, a youth volunteer yourself, into now this kind of governance.
Yeah, role. It's been a roller coaster. but yeah, I went from a tutor to... I mean, a volunteer, then to a tutor, then now I'm part of the committee and I'm a tutor in one group and a volunteer in another. So very, very busy, but I love it. I wouldn't change it.
Oh, that's just what we love to hear. That's wonderful. So your mum took you to these sessions and you've obviously been keen on connecting with your community, even from a very young age.
Yes.
It's quite common for people who volunteer or have a background in volunteering to... have experienced that in their youth. So you come from a background of giving back to your community or you have an interest in that. Would you say that's true for you? How did you...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My mum's always worked in... Well, for as long as I can remember, she's always worked in special ed. So I've always kind of grown up in that community. And so when I saw it, I saw it on the Volunteering Hawke's Bay website.
Oh.
I was having a wee nosy, seeing what I was old enough for. Obviously, most places are quite specific about their age group. And so, yeah, it was an incredible opportunity that I'm very grateful to have noticed.
Well, we are really thrilled to have played our part in that.
I think so. It's been fantastic.
No money is exchanged hands.
No, I pinky promise.
That's awesome. So for those of you sitting out there now listening to what Cleo is saying and thinking, you know, what could be there for you, hopping on the VHB website is a really good place to start.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. So for someone sitting there thinking about moving forward this or contacting you or the organisation, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I just think give it a go. Honestly, it doesn't have to be your jam, but it is most people's. So even if you just came along to a disco just for a one night thing, any support is greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you're not a huge fan of the dancing, there's always something else that we can find for you.
We were talking about that before we started today.
Yeah.
And you said it's not necessarily all about the dancing or the music. There's other things that people can be involved in.
Absolutely. So we've got our key committee who kind of does all the overarching work, but in that we've also got things like accounting that need to be done, any sort of fundraising. We need some help with things like a sausage sizzle or a bake sale, anything like that.
Yep.
So if dancing is not your cup of tea, I promise there is something out there for you. We can do things like manning the stand at the disco, coming along and just selling sweet treats to our jammers, anything that you can think of, we'll find a way to include that.
I think it's really interesting that your journey has taken you towards that governance role that you probably didn't anticipate.
No, it's a little unexpected, but I wouldn't change it.
That's really good to hear. And when we have roles for trustees or governance that we're promoting, people will say to us, oh, but I'm not an accountant or a lawyer or I haven't run a business.
Neither have I. I think as long as you're willing to learn,
yeah.
that's okay. Like, our accountant at the moment is only just learning how to do it, mm-hmm. and she's doing an absolutely phenomenal job. So it's honestly, I've never done the social media stuff before. This is my first time, but mm-hmm. I think I've picked it up relatively well. And I think that as long as you're willing and able to take kind of constructive criticism and all of that information on board, I think that you'd be fantastic in the job.
Oh, that's, well, if that doesn't encourage you, I really don't know. So if someone came along to you to their first session, how would they be supported? What would happen for them to help them feel part of what's going on?
Yep.
And to, yeah.
So we would encourage them to come a little bit early so that they get to know the tutor. So I've had a new volunteer quite recently come into my group, and they just came along, got a vague idea of what the session's going to be, mm-hmm. And then helped me set up the chairs in our little welcome circle. And then as all the jammers come in, it's just making sure that we're introducing them to everybody. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not all of my jammers are particularly verbal, so it's just making sure that they kind of know what to expect from each jammer, and then kind of including them in everything. And then also it kind of shows a level of leadership with the jammers themselves, getting them to say, hey, could you teach our new volunteer this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to do a game. I don't think this volunteer knows how to play that. Could you support them?
Awesome.
So it's kind of, it's promoting leadership within the jammers, but also with the volunteers. And then once they're really settled into the role, then they'll be encouraged to run some games themselves as well.
That sounds like a lovely two-way opportunity.
Learning, I think so, yeah.
Learning in the round from everyone, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. It promotes a lot of leadership from our jammers that is otherwise kind of hard to come across.
Yeah, yeah. Your jammers may be experiencing, not having the range of opportunities that might be available to other people.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a wonderful thing for them to be able to, stretch those muscles and exercise,
yeah.
and have a go at those skills.
Absolutely.
Too. So, that's awesome. So if you're listening to us today, you're here on Volunteering Vibes, brought to you by Radio Hawke's Bay. We're exploring the incredible community and creativity that is a Hawke's Bay Jammers. If this is sparking your interest, visit us at www.vhb.org.nz, where there are literally hundreds of volunteering opportunities waiting for you right now. So thinking about your time, your 5 years with Hawke's Bay Jammers, is there anything that particularly stands out for you, something that you can share that is heartwarming or that stays with you about your experience?
Oh, there's so many. If I had to choose to talk about one jammer, it would be one of the girls in my mum's group. So mm-hmm. she's a tutor as well. And she's mostly nonverbal, but has recently started saying my name at home and kind of talking about me and talking about coming to jammers. Mm. And then recently we were a part of the Whānau Fest, which was run by Napier City Council.
Yes.
And we went along to that to do a couple of performances.
Mm.
And while she wasn't performing, she came to come and watch and kind of support us. Performing isn't really her jam, but that's absolutely fine.
Yep.
And she raced over to me and ran into a big hug. And her mum later told me that she's never hugged anybody like that before.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, stop it. Tugged my wee heartstrings. My goodness, she's just gorgeous.
Oh, well, if that's not an encouragement, I don't know what it is. People, share their stories of volunteering and connection with us, and I think unless you witness it or have felt it for yourself, it can be difficult to appreciate those connections and the power that they have.
Absolutely. It's magical, honestly.
Yeah.
I couldn't describe it any other way.
No, it truly is. You can't buy that, and there's something about that giving and getting with no expectation.
No,
that volunteering brings. We just love being part of all of that. So we've talked about being musical and not being musical,
mm-hmm.
cooking sausages,
mm-hmm.
not cooking sausages, possibly being part of governance. So what would you say to someone who said, I could be interested in this, but I'm not really sure where I fit in?
There are so many different options. I would suggest you flick us an email, first of all.
Mm.
Give us a bit of a rundown of what your comfortable doing. Because if it's not dancing, that's okay. We can find something else for you. Or if it maybe is dancing and you're just not 100% sure, that's absolutely fine as well. We'll probably just say, hey, come along to a disco. Come have a dance with everybody where there's not really much structure.
Yeah.
And you can just do whatever feels right for you.
Cool.
And then if you're really, really into the dancing and that's what you're passionate about, we'll say, come on board.
Yeah.
Welcome. But there are so many different options and it really doesn't all have to be dancing. Mm. I can't say I'm a fantastic dancer myself, but it's more just adaptive movement. There's some dance moves. My personal favourite has to be the sprinkler, but we include a wide range and they're not very traditional, so whatever you bring, we'll take.
That's awesome. So you talked about an email address. Can you share that with us now? How would people connect with you by email?
Yeah, of course. So our email address is hbjammers@gmail.com. If you do want to contact us, we do have a social media account as well on Facebook and Instagram, which is sometimes easier to just flick us a message and likelihood is it'll probably be me getting back to you. So, hi.
You already know Cleo, so
exactly.
There's no, you know, no barriers to that there. So reach out, get in touch, start
absolutely.
The conversation. Is that what you'd say to people?
Yep.
Just to have a chat?
Definitely.
Throw yourself in and see where it goes.
Exactly. And if it's not for you, that's fine. Mm. It's worth giving it a go because I wasn't sure if it would be for me and here I am. So I wouldn't want to go back and say, oh, but I'm not a big dancer. Mm. I don't want to do it.
Mm. So you said that the sessions are weekly. Are they held in different locations or in one place? How does that work?
Yep. So we have three different locations for our workshops. We have Hastings, which is on a Tuesday. We have Havelock North, which is on a Wednesday. And then we have Green Meadows in Napier, which is on a Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Busy.
So, yeah, very busy. So wherever you are or whenever you're available, we'll also are always looking for relief volunteers who aren't necessarily going to come on a week-by-week basis, but rather when somebody calls in sick or if we're really low on staff that day and we don't want to close the session, of course.
Yes.
So if you're only available every now and then,
still
flick us an email. We'll slot you in as a relief volunteer just for emergencies.
Could you be any more flexible?
I know.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us today, Cleo. We've really enjoyed hearing the story of Hawke's Bay Jammers and how you've got to where you are today. And it's an inspiring story of connection, confidence and joy, and who would not want to be part of that? So for those of you out there, to our listeners, we're saying if today's conversation has got you curious and you would like to take the next step, volunteering doesn't have to fit any mould. It can be creative, but it will be incredibly rewarding. So whether you're an individual, a part of a group or a team, Volunteering Hawke's Bay is here to help you find a space. Now, we do offer free workshops, training and networking opportunities to support our organisation. So if you happen to be one of those and you're listening, keep your eye out on our website and our social media or get in touch with us and give us your contact details and we'll keep you up to date. Head over to www.vhb.org.nz and find your fit today. A big thank you to our friends here at Radio Hawke's Bay for making this show possible. You can listen to this episode and the many more wonderful shows they have available at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Until next time, keep the vibes going strong and don't be afraid to try something new.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.